The Big Move by Karen Beals, based on a true story. For thus shall my church be called in the last days, even the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Doctrine and Covenants, section 115, verse 4. Seth loved going to church. He enjoyed singing in primary and learning about Jesus. Seth knew attending church was important. It was one way to show Heavenly Father how thankful he was for the gospel. One Sunday morning, Seth was getting dressed for church. Mom and Dad appeared in the doorway.
"May we talk to you, Seth?"
Dad asked as he and Mom sat down on the bed. Seth finished buttoning his shirt.
"Sure."
"Do you remember how far Dad has to drive to get to work?"
Mom asked.
"Yes, it takes forever,"
Seth said.
"Mom and I have been praying about it, and we've decided it's time for us to move closer to my job."
"Where's our new house going to be?"
Seth asked.
"Will I be able to ride my bike to Aunt Spring's house?"
Aunt Spring lived just a few blocks away, and Seth couldn't wait until he was old enough to ride over to play with his cousins.
"No, I'm sorry. Our new house will be too far away for that. But our family and friends can come visit us, and we can visit them."
"Oh,"
Seth said quietly.
"This will be a big move. You'll make new friends, and we'll live in a new neighborhood. It's important for our family so that Dad can be home more."
Seth knew his parents wanted the best for him and his little brothers.
"I guess it's all right if we move."
Dad gave him a big hug.
"We're glad you agree."
Several months later, Seth's family began packing boxes. Seth was excited. His new house had a big backyard, and there was a playground down the street. Seth was also looking forward to going to kindergarten. Just one thing worried Seth. How would he learn about Jesus? They would live too far away for him to go to church.
"What's wrong, Seth?"
Mom asked, noticing the gloomy look on his face.
"I don't want to move anymore,"
Seth said as his eyes filled with tears. Mom put her arms around Seth.
"I know it's hard to move away from your friends and cousins."
"It's not just that. How will we get to church?"
Seth asked.
"Our new church will be right down the street,"
Mom said.
"But I don't want a new church, Mom. I like our church."
Seth knew there were a lot of good churches, but he knew the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was the only true church. Mom smiled.
"After we move, we'll go to a new building on Sundays. We'll have new teachers and meet new people, but it will still be the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and we'll learn the very same lessons."
Seth smiled. He was happy he could still go to the same church and learn about Jesus. Soon, Seth and his family were busy unpacking boxes in their new house. Seth picked out the clothes he wanted to wear for church the next morning.
"Are you sure church is going to be the same?"
Seth asked Mom.
"Absolutely," Mom said. "Don't worry, Seth. When we get to church tomorrow, listen for the Spirit to tell you if we're at the right church."
Seth awoke early the next morning, excited to go to primary. He asked Heavenly Father to help him know if he was at the right church. Then Seth got ready to go. At church, Seth heard someone playing a familiar song on a piano. Seth felt a warm, happy feeling. He was glad to still be able to attend the true church, even after moving far away. Sidebar. In my growing up years in Germany, I attended church in many different locations. All of these buildings had one important factor in common. The Spirit of God was present. The love of the Savior could be felt as we assembled as a branch or ward family. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency, The First Vision, Friend, June 2008, page 2. End of article. The Big Move by Karen Beals.